next one filing? Okay, case number five, 22-349.
I'm sorry, which one? Where are we now? Five.
Five?
Yep. Thank you.
This is 49, right?
349, East Hartford. Good morning, sir. Can you please identify yourself for the record, spelling your last name and indicating the authority you're representing here today?
Lieutenant Paul Neves, N-E-V-E-S, representing East Hartford Police Department.
Okay. And Lieutenant, it appears from what we have, another felony record, is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. Sir, have you been listening?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you understand what your options are here today. You can either withdraw your case or move forward knowing that we will deny your appeal immediately. The conviction is from 1997, is that correct?
Correct, yes.
Okay.
Yes. That should be on my record because they gave me option to do programs and they said they would wipe these off my record. That was my first charge and my only charge. I've never been arrested before. That was my first one.
Well, it looks very clear in the record here that in 1997, a guilty of a felony
for burglary three.
Felony D, 3 years jail, 3 years suspended, 3 years probation. So you didn't go to jail, but you were on probation for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
So that's on your record. So whoever told you that was...
That was the judge. He said, I've finished the program. It'd be wiped off my record on my first time being arrested.
But it's not what happened.
They didn't do it.
They didn't do it. So you still have the same options. You can proceed, but without any evidence that your record has been wiped of this conviction from 1997, we won't be able to grant your appeal. If you did want to withdraw, you could research and see what happened, or you could apply to the Board of Pardons to get the felony conviction removed from your record.
All right, Board of Pardons.
All right, so you just have to indicate if you're withdrawing?
Yes.
Okay. The withdrawal has been noted at 10:47 a.m. Thank you.